Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about an Ohio UFO roundup. That's correct, an Ohio UFO roundup. And let me tell you, people from Ohio have really brought the receipts. I mean, lots of great videos. I'll have the links at Ko-Fi and Locals on these. I've been trying to do a little something over there with some short videos, maybe posting some pictures and stuff of UFOs that people have taken, because it seems like they're starting to become an accumulation of really good UFO videos and really good UFO photos with the stories on New Fork and other places, and they don't seem to get a lot of traction in the media. Occasionally, you'll see a story on one, but as time allows, I'll try to post some of those links over at the Ko-Fi site and the local site, and you can go over there and see them for yourself. Now, somebody did leave in the comment section, they asked about where they could find a link to the video of the Ukraine flying saucer. You can find that on Ko-Fi or Locals. I posted both those places. If you have trouble finding me on Locals or Ko-Fi, just go to the Spotify website, my profile page, and you can link from there. That's great. And secondly, just a little bit of housekeeping, not complaining or anything, but Spotify has ended their creator endorsement ads, which was about half the revenue off this channel. Still have some ads at play. I don't have any control over those. But what I'm getting at is this is a hobby for me. It's not a full-time job. And in order to make it a little easier, it helps to have that ad revenue. Well, with half that gone, it's more important than ever that I expand the channel. And so if you like the channel and you enjoy listening to it, I'd encourage you to share it with your friends. Right now, we're getting about 20,000 downloads a week. We should be able to double that pretty easy, I think, with all the different stuff that's out there. So like I said, if you enjoy the channel, share the channel, and we can grow it and do more things with it and share the information we have and really crowdsource disclosure, which is what I think anybody that's interested in this channel is about crowdsourcing the truth. And that is no exception today with these sightings from Ohio. Man, there's some really great videos and some great pictures on there. So I hope you take the time to go to, over to Ko-Fi or to Locals and link to this. We found this stuff on UFOsightingsUSA.com, UFOsightingsUSA.com. They do such a great job of taking the stuff from New Fork and I guess other places maybe, and just organizing it so it's easy to get to, easy to read. Now, if we look at the headlines here, they tell us that there have been 4,366 officially reported UFO sightings in Ohio from 1969 to 2023. Ohio ranks number 8 in the list of states with the most reported UFO sightings in the USA. Adjusted for population size, Ohio ranks number 38 on the list of states with the most reported UFO sightings, with an average of 0.67 reports per 100,000 residents. Now, in Columbus, Ohio, it says we have 275 reports, in Cincinnati, 166, in Cleveland, 123, in Dayton, 100, and Toledo, Ohio, 99. The most commonly reported UFO shape or appearance is a light. That seems pretty normal. That's at 797 or 18.25%. July is the month with the most reported UFO sightings with 564 or just almost 13%. Saturday is the weekday with the most reported UFO sightings at 836 or just over 19%. And November 16th, 1999 is the single date with the most UFO sightings reported at 40 reports. Now, 2013 is the year with the most UFO sightings reported at 363 reports, and sightings occur more often during the night between the hours of 8 o'clock and midnight. That's pretty standard, with just under half the reports taking place during that time. Now, some of these required a little bit of editing just for readability, but here we go. This is from Ironton, Ohio. It says, I looked out the bedroom window, and it was hovering in the clearing at the height of the treetops. It hovered for approximately 20 seconds next to the top of the trees. I was mesmerized by all the lights around it. I went to grab my phone and it disappeared. I didn't see it fly away, but I looked away for like 2 seconds from my phone. It was extremely bright because the next night I looked out the same window and couldn't even see the trees. I was visiting my grandparents' home. This says September 7th, 2023, 11:30 p.m., UFO-shaped oval, lasted approximately 60 seconds. Now, it almost sounds like a flying saucer-type craft to me. It's interesting that to talk about these really bright lights, how it's just hovering there. This is from Miamisburg, Ohio. Says, three lights were hovering in the air, forming a triangle shape. They turned vertically and separately descended to the ground. While I was in a car riding back home, I saw three lights hovering in the air, forming a triangle shape. The lights were very bright and flickering. All the lights disappeared for a few seconds, and just one light reappeared over a few seconds. All three lights reappeared, but began to separate further. The lights then formed a vertical line, with each light descending to the ground at separate times with a visual tail. Very odd. Neither my husband nor I have ever witnessed anything of this sort. I guess not. I mean, you're out there in your car, it says running back home. You see these three lights hovering in the air, forming a triangle. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they get really bright. They start flickering. And the next thing you know, they're descending to the ground in a straight line. Weird. It says 9:23, 8:47 p.m. UFO-shaped triangle lasted 3 minutes. This one is from Ashtabula, Ohio. It says, just cruising along after work and spotted a white cylinder or tic-tac-shaped object sitting still in the sky. Pulled off at Flying J, that's a truck stop, to point it out to my buddy. Got out in the parking lot and pointed at it. My buddy sees it too, and then it started to come, and then it started to move about 60 seconds later, like it knew we saw it. From standing still to moving at a fair pace across the sky, instantly, no chemtrail, and not sure about sound because the truck is loud idling. This is 8:29:23, 7:46 p.m. UFO-shaped cylinder lasted 90 seconds. You know, it's just not normal for a cylinder-shaped object to be hovering there in the sky, not moving. No visible means of propulsion. I guess no visible means of propulsion. I guess unless you're Sean Kirkpatrick, then it doesn't violate the laws of physics. And this is from Massillon, Ohio. It says, fast-moving craft. I noticed a fast-moving star heading north, but it slowed down to almost a standstill and flashed a very bright light, then continued to pick up speed, and I watched it until it went out of sight. At first, I thought it was a satellite, but it was moving too fast, then slowed down almost to stopping, then let off an intense flash and continued back to its fast speed. I could tell that this star-like object was not in our atmosphere, but was traveling in space. This is another one of these. Sometimes it almost seems to me like these things are camouflaging as stars. I don't know. But he's obviously, this person can see this thing at a very high altitude. Like they said, they think it's in outer space. That's how they perceive it. And, you know, they don't even notice that it's not a star until it starts to move. It's dated 8/28/23, 6:48 a.m. So that'd be about, you know, that's in August. So it would be daylight out. UFO-shaped star lasted 20 seconds, it says. This next one is from Columbus, Ohio. It says, stationary strobing object slightly left of the moon, observably about 200 miles. Object is not seen moving, strobing luminosity. So another one of these things that's way out there, they see it looks almost like a star or something. Dated 8/24/23, 9:31 p.m. UFO-shaped light lasted still occurring. This is from Cheviot, Ohio. Says, red pinkish glow vanished looking outside window of house facing south. I see red pinkish, thought strange, not Venus. Lights dimmed, then intensified. I turned my head to look at my garage. I turned back facing south. It's gone. So they're watching it. They turn away. They turn back, and the thing is just gone. We hear that so often. That's dated 8/24/23, 12:16 p.m. That would be a daylight sighting then. UFO-shaped light lasted three seconds. I don't know. Orient, Ohio. Red, orange in color. Silent, non-blinking, linear path with no change in color or size. I witnessed the object coming from the south. It was solid in color, orange-red, and it was not blinking like a plane or helicopter would. It had a linear path, traveled at a constant speed. There was no sound at any point of travel. It was rapid but constant. It appeared round in shape, orb, not disc. It was bright. We live west of Rickenbacker International Airport, and we see planes all day long. This was no plane, My wife agrees. 8/23/23, 9:18 p.m. UFO shaped orb. Lots of these orbs, man. They just seem to be all over the place. It says that it lasted 10 to 15 seconds. Here we got one. It says, I was swimming in Stroud's Lake above, and I saw a series of 5 to 7 square yellow-green squares, all moving very slowly and at equal distance apart. I regularly take a swim in Stroud's Run State Park, swimming across and then running. On my way back, I looked up and saw the sky. It was sunset, and dark blue was above me. To the horizon was a colorful sunset. Above me, I noticed thin clouds. I noticed among them were 5 to 7 square yellow-green colored objects, all at equal distance within the clouds. There was no noise. These things just really, I don't get it, man, but they're so weird. These square, flat objects that we hear talked about so often. They moved very slowly overhead. I could not come to any other human-made objects that may have been. It was a bit frightening being in the middle of the lake as the objects passed overhead. I could only imagine being out there swimming and looking up and seeing these 5 to 7 large square yellow-green colored objects in the sky. That would have to freak a person out a little bit. It says, I felt an awareness of myself and that something above was looking at me. Yeah, those are called spidey senses. I was feeling strange. It was a strange feeling. I swam as quickly as I could back to the shore. And I don't blame you. At this point, it had passed and was continuing east slowly over the lake. For more detail, the green-yellow squares appeared to be blinking. Man, that's crazy. That's dated 8/16/23, 8:20 p.m. UFO-shaped formation lasted 20 minutes. Here's one from Delaware, Ohio. It says, multiple traveling lights objects. Two objects were seen. One was an orb-like light above another that was moving with a visible tail. The orb had disappeared, leaving the other object with a visible tail. Then the object that was traveling with the visible tail disappeared, and the orb-like light was left by itself. After a while, all these objects just blinked out of view. I caught a video of both, just not together. 8/12/23, 8:33 p.m. says UFO-shaped light. It lasted 10 to 15 minutes. This is from Westerville, Ohio. Now, there's a video with this, and it's like a minute and 47 seconds long. It's an orange orb, and they're filming this thing above a building. It's really cool. I mean, I would highly recommend go over to CoFire or to Locals, and I have the link there to this UFO USA sightings site. Just click on there, and you can scroll down and look at these yourself. They're just amazing. It says, UAP, I have a video I'd like to share with you. How do I do that? I've described it in my video. Well, they've got the video there. They've posted. I don't know if they realize it or not, but it's pretty cool. This one is from Powhatan Point, Ohio. It's another video. It looks like a flying cube. I mean, excellent video and pictures. And this is a daylight sighting. So, yeah, you gotta take a look at these things, man. They're amazing. It says, caught on security camera and phone. I am the manager at my local public pool. And while I was sitting in the basket room office checking the radar, it sounded like our splash pad shut off. So I looked out the door and saw what looked like a bright, glowing tic-tac zooming across the sky. So I ran back into the basket room and grabbed my phone to get pictures and video. Then I looked on the pool security cams to see if I caught it. I did. This thing made no sound and was not a balloon. This thing was on a straight path and moving fast. Yeah, I watched the video. Kudos to the person that took the time to put this up there. I mean, that involves some work posting these pictures and stuff. It's not a balloon. I mean, when I say that Ohio UFO fans brought the receipts, I'm not kidding. These videos are fantastic. Now, this is dated 8/6/23, 12:21 p.m. UFO-shaped cylinder lasted 5 minutes. Now, they call it a cylinder. It looks to me more like a kind of a chunky square shape. But, you know, I guess maybe beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Now, this is from Rocky River, Ohio. It's another great video. It's of a green orb. This thing's bouncing around. It's pretty cool. Saw object Friday night that would stop and go in different directions. Was flashing green and white. Eventually flew away quickly. On Friday, August 4th, I saw a flashing light in the sky. The time was around 9:38 p.m. I took the video at 9:44 p.m. For the first few minutes, the light was stationary and was flashing a green and white color. Then it started to move. I was able to move forward, backwards, every which way, and then remain stationary. Unfortunately, likely due to being so high up in the sky, I was unable to make out what the shape of it was. Eventually, it came Eventually, I came inside and told my girlfriend. We then watched it outside the window, and after a couple more minutes, it sped off, and we were unable to see it. I would also like to add that Wednesday night, just 2 days earlier, at around the same time at 9:55 p.m., there was an object in the sky at almost the exact same time, but this one was slightly different in that we never saw it move, and the lights would flash between red and green and then off. We have video of this as well. When we came back inside and looked out the window, we took a video. The 21-second video is from Wednesday night when the lighter object was stationary. The light you will see in the top left is a reflection from the window. The light was gone a short time later. The longer video is from tonight, Friday. And that's dated 8/4/23, 9:40 p.m. UFO shape unknown, lasted 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, pretty cool videos. Definitely check them out. Here's one from Etna, Ohio. Another video, another orb. Now this is, I just think it's a wild video. These two orange orbs kind of flashing on, not so much flashing on and off, but becoming more and less intense. And you hear this guy talking to his girlfriend as he's narrating this thing. You can tell these people are really excited about it. Two orbs of light that proceeded to change shape, size, split into multiples, combined for milliseconds at a time while changing colors. Two orbs of light followed me and my fiance on our drive home. At the first opportunity I had to get a clear visual recording of them, I turned on my camera. I'll stick to just the details that can be seen on the video. The two orbs hung stationary in the air and to the naked eye didn't appear to be changing in size or changing colors, but on my phone screen, as I was recording, I noticed that they appeared to be popping in and out. They resembled a flat circle that was getting larger and smaller with no rhythm to the change in size. There did initially appear to be a synchronicity between the two objects, but upon placing the raw video into a post-FX software known as Sony Vegas, I overlaid a chroma key to isolate the two objects from the sky around them and went through the video frame by frame. Upon further inspection, I realized that not only were they getting larger and smaller, they were in fact merging for milliseconds at a time, changing colors through the entire visible spectrum and changing shape. At one point, they both appeared to split into three objects, each with each having its own unique shape and color. The lighting appears to be synchronized throughout most of the frames, and the shapes they took all appear to be geometric in nature. We both felt a sort of empathetic connection to these objects. We felt fascination and curiosity and the overwhelming knowledge that they were presenting themselves to us specifically. These objects followed us to Eisenhower Highway before disappearing, but as we drove further, I realized they were actually overlaying the trees and houses as we drove past them. By this, I mean I could see the two objects overlaid on top of material that should have been hit, that should have hidden them from view. Wow, that's amazing. This is a very perceptive observer here who's had an encounter with these things. And it's amazing the amount of detail this person has gone into. This is exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about crowdsourcing disclosure. You have a person here that stopped, they took the pictures, they took the videos, they shared the videos with us, and then he gives to me what I would consider a high-level professional analysis of what they saw. This is amazing. Better than anything you're going to get from the government is these kind of experiences right here, where you have a person who is very capable of doing this video work, who goes home, they analyze the picture with computer software, and they come back and explain to us what they saw and then what was actually going on that they weren't able to perceive, you know, with the human eye. Outstanding, outstanding encounter that was shared with us right here through Newfork. Thank you very much for doing that. That was dated 7/29/23, 10:53 p.m. UFO shape changing, lasted 30 seconds. It's amazing. This one here says, reflective disc in broad daylight, headed at an 11 degree bearing south, slightly west. I was driving southbound on Woodman at 5:31 p.m. today, July 19th, 2023, writing this at 6:35 p.m. I saw a shiny but shadowed on the bottom, just like the one at 4 minutes 13 seconds in The Phenomena by James Fox. It was heading south, slightly west from the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Sounds to me like they're talking about a flying saucer here. The disc appeared to be roughly 300 feet in the air. I could immediately tell this was absolutely not a plane. Regardless, all options must be ruled out, so once I got home, 15 minutes later, I checked numerous flight radars to see if there were any planes passing the surrounding area in said direction. Nothing at all. The object was not visible for approximately 10 to 15 seconds due to trees, after which I pulled into a very open parking lot in an attempt to relocate the object. It was completely gone, not visible whatsoever. The weather had clouds in the far distance, but it was still fairly clear in my relative area. I've seen things that were kind of strange, could have a prosaic explanation. I'm just not thinking of before. This was very obviously not a plane. There was no exhaust emitted from this object whatsoever. No trail. It was very obviously not a balloon or drone. I'm confused as to what this was. Well, it was a UFO. I can help you with that. Date 7-19-2023, 5:31 p.m. So that'd be a daylight sighting. UFO-shaped disc, or what I would call a flying saucer, lasted 25 seconds. Really great recall there. This is from Sandusky, Ohio. We're getting down toward the bottom here, toward the end. It says, blue light of fire with a flat bottom. My son and I were standing on our back porch looking in the sky with family, and then a few hundred feet above the trees, a bright blue light appeared and was coming down. And the blue light stretched about 50 feet and disappeared in 60 seconds. There were no sounds. It looked exactly like the UFO reported on the officer's body cam in Vegas in June 2023. I ran after the light and stopped because I felt something off or eerie. My daughter, who was on the porch, screamed, and I turned around and ran. I stood on my back porch, and my neighbor's motion floodlight came on. I've never seen it turn on when cats or other animals were around. Then it quickly went off. I felt like something was watching us for a few minutes until we went inside. And it says, 7-13-2023, 11:15 p.m., UFO-shaped fireball lasted 3 to 5 seconds. Well, there's always a chance that that was a meteorite, but what sounds weird. This is from Fairview Park, Ohio. It says, saw a definitive tic-tac-like object the size of a dime at arm's length about 35 degrees above a horizon through the skylight window. Color as bright as moon. Was width of dime at arm's length. Moved north to south at 40 degrees above horizon. Viewed from skylight window in 4 seconds, but had definitive edges with a slight hazy aura around it. No noise or aircraft sounds. Unmistakable tic-tac shape. Followed 10 minutes later by another object having a red light centered in a hazy white round blob. This moved first north and suddenly reversed direction to south-southeast. Size of blob similar to first object and observed for about 6 seconds. Hopkins Airport is near, but these objects had no running lights, wing surfaces, or other shapes indicating conventional aircraft. We are professionals in journalism and military history in our early 70s, and we have written many articles and op-eds for large area newspapers. One of us has won 2 awards in journalism, dated 7-12-23, 11:36 p.m. UFO-shaped cylinder lasted 4 seconds. That's strange. Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you read these things and it seems like people almost have to convince themselves that they saw something. You don't have to convince me. I mean, you saw what you saw. The Plains, Ohio, it says, looked as bright as a planet, shaped cannot be determined. The first two were still like if they were bright planets and then suddenly started moving in opposite directions. I called another person to witness and he missed the first two but was there for a third light, moving fast, slightly changing in direction. Later, a fourth appeared with the same motion, but on the opposite side of the sky. Weird. 7-11-23, 11 p.m. UFO-shaped star, it says. This is from North Myrtle Beach, Ohio. Now, this shows a video of a yellowish-orange orb moving across the sky. Kind of see it. Looks like a cityscape there with water in front. It doesn't look like an airplane to me. This is weird. Light appeared about 25 feet above my head and moves to the right of me and went over the building to my right and disappeared. It appeared to be a ball of light, but then it changed into just a morphing ball of light almost. The video I took of it describes better. Yeah, the video is pretty cool. Definitely check it out. And that was dated 7-9-23, 11:15 p.m. Shape light lasted 45 seconds. Now, here's one from St. Clairsville, Ohio. This is actually the last one. It says, witnessed and videoed floating orb in the sky, floating shining object in the sky a few miles away across a valley and above the horizon. It hovered for several minutes before either being overtaken by the clouds or retreating into them. And that's dated 7-9-23, 9 p.m. UFO-shaped circle lasted 7 minutes. A lot of these orb sightings, and several of them got really good video and really good images of these things. So thanks to the people that did that. Overall, I have to say, Ohio's been one of the best UFO reporting locations I think I've come across so far. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.